This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. I was born in Boston, Massachusetts, Pacticon, Harvard Yard. At the age of 3, my parents moved me to Wallingford, Connecticut, where I lived until I was 20. Moved out to L.A., and at the age of 28, moved back to Connecticut. Did radio at WLAD in Danbury, WPLR in New Haven, and the Fox in Norwalk. Which brings us to our next caller, my first one from Connecticut. Hey, Henry, what town are you from?
Hello, how you doing?
Hello, young man.
Oh, what town am I from? I'm not far from New Haven.
Oh, okay. Well, you knew, if you just heard what I said, I was born in Wallingford, which is about 10 miles north of New Haven.
Oh, right. And I'm like more near North Haven.
Oh, North Haven. I know where you're at. I actually met my first wife at the subway in North Haven, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I normally don't call these shows because I'm really shouldn't be bothering with that, but I do listen to RVN a lot. It's a good network, you know, off and on. And I haven't called in a long, long time, like years. I mean, you know, about a year or more, 2 years more. But I couldn't help the call when you were talking earlier. It startled me when you were talking about the college students and the how they still would need parent support after 2 years after school. That's true. And then you were talking about this other stuff, dealing with the, the food stamps. And I'm like the ones in the baby boomer generation. I may sound like a boomer, like I'm 50-something because of my voice. I have a very mature voice, but I'm not. I'm actually much younger than that. I'm not like 20, but I'm like under 50. But I have to say, you know, I don't have like the same approach with food stamps like maybe some of the ones that 58 or 60 do, but I do know this. I always did think that, you know, Americans are kind of, not you now, I'm talking about in general, okay, are kind of much dumber than the people are in Europe in general, okay, when it comes to a lot of things. And, like, they're being, in a way, the American people are being, quote-unquote, bleeped over by all this concept of globalism and multiculturalism and all these wars and all this crap. And rather than facing the fact that that's the problem, instead, they blame themselves that they're not working hard enough and work, or because they're getting food stamps, or because they're getting this, or because of that. I'm not saying you're saying that. I'm just saying some of the public, some people I would hear. And the fact is, it sounds so stupid because it's obvious that there is a problem in this country with all this massive amounts of third world immigration. Everything I pick up and buy, just about, not everything, but just about, is a piece of crap and falls apart as soon as I buy it. It's made in China. I can't call a telephone network, most cell phone networks, you can't call and talk to just a, you know, a clear-speaking, English-speaking white girl or even black girl.
Well, when you do, Henry, it's usually automated. It's AI. I mean, I don't know if you've called these automated systems, but the woman speaks perfect English, but she's not real. She's Siri.
Oh, no, no. I get a live person, but what I'm saying is that rather than just talking to a regular white girl or even black girl who speaks perfect English, I'm always getting people from the Philippines.
Oh, you might also get somebody from India. Or India, hello. How are your New York Yankees doing in North Haven? Do you like the Boston Red Sox?
That's another one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's another thing, but not as much. You know, that's even funny. Yeah, I get that, too. But not as much. It's always Philippines and Philippines, Colombia. Sometimes, and actually, I had a choice with one network. Was a choice between Philippines, Colombia, and Costa Rica. And
I mean, you actually called and you had a choice if you'd like to speak to a Philippinian.
No, how it works is this: depending on when you call,
right?
You can sometimes call and you'll get the Filipino,
right?
In Manila. Or if you hang up and then call right back, you might get lucky and you'll get Colombia. And what I would do is sometimes the ones in Colombia wouldn't give as much of bull crap and as much about why you want this, and they weren't as righteous and also a little clearer speaking, or sometimes a little faster, too, than the ones
in Colombia. So there's a reason why in Colombia they're a little faster.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe that's a good thing, because they don't seem as righteous and moralistic as the Philippines. Like, for instance, I'll give you an example. They got some very bad, primitive laws in the Philippines compared to over in the Netherlands, I mean, as far as sexually goes. And I would imagine probably Colombia is probably kind of in the middle. Maybe it's more like Europe. Like, when I asked him to do something like changing my number, he didn't give me all this why. And
you know, Henry, I'm getting the impression I'm just chasing you around the backyard. Where are you going with all this?
All right, well, what I'm saying is this, I'll cut to the chase, get back to the point. What I'm saying is this, all this stuff that's going on with all this international stuff going on, with all this third worldization of America, both not just with immigration, but with exporting all the jobs, you know, and I'm talking about telephone jobs, I'm talking about other things, and then they want to know why they got these people coming out of college that, you know, like a little younger than me, that are like, you know, can't find the jobs that they went to college for. And it's because of all this excessive, massive amount of competition, both coming into the country, sometimes illegally, as well as all the jobs and stuff being exported.
Well, that's the world that we live in. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. And, you know, when you go back to 1992, Henry, with Ross Perot, that giant sucking sound, he was absolutely right. A lot of the manufacturing jobs from Detroit, Michigan, the Northeast, went to all the maquiladoras, which are the manufacturing centers on the other side of the Rio Grande. And the irony is now those jobs have been offshored to China. And eventually those jobs will produce products that will be shipped back to the United States and go up the NAFTA highway once we do get into that North American Union. But again, I think I go a little bit too far down the rabbit hole on that one. Randy writes in, hey, hi again, Don. Sir, you're doing a good job. Is there like two websites, outcastradio.net and .com? You are right, young man. There are two. Mine is .net. .com was already taken. I think it was already taken, or it cost too much to get it. But anyway, yeah, it's outcastradio.net. You kind of have this desire to dig holes constantly. Yeah, I am. I'm always digging holes. I'm like a mutt in the backyard, looking for more bones and wondering what the heck is going on. It is a lot of fun, though. Don Michael had a great show on 9/11. New evidence. I hope the network focuses on the facts of 9/11 on the anniversary date. Jim Fetcher did a great job revealing the new evidence surrounding 9/11. Have a great show. Steve in California. Steve, I appreciate it. Certainly do. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. The website is outcastradio.net, which I do need to pull up if I want to do the show. And check out all the stories that are going on right now. I'm really tired of talking about Ferguson. So if you want to talk about anything else but Ferguson, I'm game. But really, all that is drama. It's really turned into Jersey Shore. That's what Ferguson is, Jersey Shore in Missouri. All the media is there. The thugs from St. Louis have arrived the other day. 78 were arrested. Only 4 were from Ferguson, the others from St. Louis. So you've got the thugs showing up, the media, the police disguised as the military, the race baiters, the new Black Panthers actually guarding the National Guard and the police. Question is, who are the new Black Panthers actually working for? On and on it goes. Like I said, all that is Jersey Shore in Missouri. Tired of it. If you got anything else, give me a call. 800-313-9443.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy 2 bottles and receive a 3rd bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is Outkast Radio. Every day, nothing seems to change. Gary Clark, Jr. Man, Austin puts out some great music. You ever get a chance to visit our fine city, please do. Check out the cafes, the live music capital of the world. Great culture. It really is a very cool city. It is a city designed for living as opposed to a city designed for working. I lived in Houston for a lot of years, and that's just the place you go to work and make jack. Austin's all about the lifestyle. And if you can somehow get past the socialist policies of Austin, it is really a great city. It is. I love it. Let's see what's going on in this wacky world. I'm in this mood where I'm just thinking, you know, I don't really care. And I know that's not a very good attitude for a talk show host, but there's just days where I go, you know, enough is enough. I don't care about the latest outburst in Ferguson. I just don't care. There's just days like that when I look at the news and I just want to laugh at most of it. ISIS renamed Al-Qaeda. I thought Al-Qaeda was renamed ISIS. And we did get an email. Yeah, pull that one up. You made a very good point. Listener writes in, ISIS needs to hire an advertising firm to redesign their flag. It's not scary enough and plain boring. Give me a break. It's black and white and I can't read it. That's a good point. I mean, if you're a terrorist and you're listening to the show, you really need to work on your strategy here, young men. You need to rebrand it. Okay, you got a new terrorist. You got the new Osama bin Laden, and he's called the John Lennon of the Beatles of terrorism because he's got that accent, that English accent. That's a good start. But what you need to do is product placement. Now, pay attention here, Mohammed. You need to have your advertising on buses. You need to work on banner ads. You need to work on buys with particular radio stations that would appeal to your lifestyle. For example, let's say you're a terrorist listening to the show right now, and you're thinking about where you should advertise ISIS and promote your worldwide caliphate and the cutting off of heads. You know, that's a tricky slope you're on. Let me help you out. First of all, don't do any advertising on adult contemporary radio stations, because people that like Celine Dion and Rod Stewart don't really enjoy the whole beheading thing. What you really want to do is focus on a younger demographic, maybe a very hard rock station. That's where I would put my advertising dollars. Also, you want to put them on banner. This way Google can track, let you know where your advertising is most. And then some new catchphrases, you know? Come for the beheading, stay for the caliphate. You see what I'm saying? You got to get it down. You got to get it to a slogan. You're all, come on, you terrorists, wake up. Get with it. To help you in your, I mean, we trained you in Jordan in 2012. We sent you on your way, and you're doing a crappy job marketing yourself. Now, do we have to send you more green screens? Do we have to show you how to place the mic? Do we have to script everything for you? Just do self marketing. I would love to see that meeting. And you know, right now in the Pentagon or somewhere, they're going, you know, we got to work on this brand. You know, I'll clean out favor. Why is this? I think the American people in that one. Video betting of some will get money. Yeah, I guess. Let's go to lunch. Where do you want to go? I don't know. I'm feeling like America's new wave of terror. Ooh. You know what I was bracing for? I'm not a mom coming by. I'm more concerned with getting up and figure it is. ISIS. Ooh, I'm scared. Muslim state than Britain. Ooh, I'm scared again. Protect me. Other headline making news including targets, dirty meals. No. Russia has taken of all food into the Soviet Union. And now they're getting after Ronald McDonald, saying they don't take care of the restaurants. How you like that? How's that taste, clown? That's right. Pelosi's home spared of water engines imposed on hers. That's because she uses her face twice a day. It takes a lot of water to maintain that Botox. Let's go up to Wisconsin. Betcha. Joel, thou?
Okay, so
good man.
You wanted a theme or for ISIS?
Yeah, I need some branding. Let's work on this. Go ahead. Okay. Brainstorm.
How do you spell ISIS?
I-S.
Yeah, that is. So what's the meaning of is?
All right, let me say this one more time. I'm with you, Joel. President Clinton here. What is?
Right.
All right.
We found out.
You see, this is what happens. When we work together, we come up with solutions. So Bill Clinton could go, what is ISIS?
Right. And the next Democrat, I'm not getting on Democrat or Republican thing, but but now we know what is.
Is terrorism. Is terrorism.
Right.
All right, man. Look at you. You're thinking outside the box. I like that. We need more of this. Otherwise, we're going to lose this account. Joel, we've got to get going. ISIS is pressuring us for some new branding. What else you got? Anything else?
Yes, I do.
All right, go. Tell me. Feed me. Come on, I'm feeling it. Go ahead. Give me.
Calm down. The Boston Massacre. Remember when that guy got his legs blown off?
All right.
Allegedly. Hey, you were doing pretty good yesterday. You used allegedly a lot.
Oh, allegedly I did.
Yes, you did. Okay. If you look up, it was on the internet just last night, but they might take it on after this. 6 weeks later, he was at a Red Sox game. Now, I would like to put this out to the listening audience, actually to the masses.
Masses?
How many people do you think could have their legs blown off, 25% of their body removed in an explosion, and 6 weeks later be at a baseball game throwing out the pitches? 6 weeks.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, here's what I know. I don't know anything anymore.
Well, that's one tough guy, ain't it?
Apparently so. Apparently so. So you're thinking maybe he didn't incur those injuries?
I didn't say that.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, I may be thinking that.
Let me tell you, Joel, you've come up with one good thing during our meeting. Is terrorism. I like it. We're going to go with it, and I just want you to know that if it is accepted by ISIS, I need to take credit for it as the head of this advertising firm. I hope you don't mind.
I don't get nothing?
Well, you'll get something. I'll take you out to lunch. What do you want to eat?
Shrimp.
All right, shrimp. Fine. We'll go on it. But just realize I'm taking credit for it if it does, you know, but I'll take you out and we'll get shrimp.
Okay.
Applebee's?
Okay.
All right, Joel. Appreciate you being out there, man.
So long.
All right. Well, you need some better ideas than Joel's. And Joel, that was a good idea. What is terrorism? I'm going to say this one more time. What is ISIS terrorism? That's pretty good. Not too bad, Joel. So if you want to help out ISIS with their new branding, we could use some help, because right now the military-industrial complex is trying to get their money for fiscal 2015, and we need a good crisis. Never let a good crisis go to waste. So if you've got any ideas for rebranding ISIS, a listener wrote in, he said the flag doesn't look good. It doesn't. It scribbles. I don't know what it is. Is it Arabic? But it's not hitting me. I'm not getting that visceral effect. We need to sell this a lot better than we're selling it. So come on, let's all join together, hold hands, and let's come up with some new marketing ideas, or I'm going to fire everyone's butt in this advertising agency. I got a note on that house, $4,000 a month, and I've got an ex-wife breathing down my throat. Come on, let's make this agency work.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil, it's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD, toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443. I'm just not getting a lot of help today, and I usually don't do this, but I'm going to have to fire everybody who's listening to the show. So if you are now listening to this broadcast, you are fired, because I've got to get a new ad agency. I need someone with ideas, someone with vision and insight that looks over the horizon and sees what could be. Every day is a Friday. Your best days are ahead of you. You can be all you can be if you'll just help me close this account with ISIS. If you're just tuning in, I just received the contract from ISIS to put forth a new marketing plan. I need better ideas. Better ideas. Let's go to the website, see if anybody out there has any idea how to rebrand ISIS, Al-Qaeda, CIA. Outcast Radio, OCD Austin at Yahoo.com. Ralph writes in, Don, a marketing tool that would work for John, the ISIS spokesman, would be a bobblehead doll. It's a natural. Tap the head and the head rolls off. Ralph, I like that. You're thinking outside the box. Rand writes in, slogan idea, heads are us. You see, now these are guys that are working it. I want to know where the rest of you are. Why aren't you carrying your load? He is a faker, allegedly. Carol writes in, Don, can you say CIA, Al-Qaeda, and now ISIS? Israeli Mossad must be up to its earlobes in every one of them. Could be. Don't forget MI6. Yeah, this is really hard to market because, you know, they've got a bad image, but at the same time, you need to brand them properly. When the rock group KISS was out, parents were aghast because, look at those guys, they're in makeup, they're demons. But the kids realize, ooh, the parents don't like KISS, therefore I'll like them. And that's what we need to do with this ISIS marketing. The older folks, those with wisdom and insight, we don't want to market to the 34, 35, 64 demographic. We need to go 12, 24. So let's come up with some T-shirts. Oh, by the way, they did a month ago. You can actually order them online through the Philippines. ISIS T-shirts. And, you know, like Ralph said, or a bobblehead doll, that's a good idea. But we need to come up with better marketing, because we're only about 30 days out when the Pentagon is going to get its money from Congress. We need to create more fear. And I need to have better ideas from you, the listener, because otherwise I'm just going to have to let you go. I mean, times are tough. We need to get lean and mean, but this marketing firm needs to succeed with or without you. And I don't mean to be a taskmaster, but I need better ideas at 800-313-9443 or email me at ocdaustin@yahoo.com. We are rebranding ISIS to make it more effective so the Pentagon can get its money and the Americans continue to live in fear with the new Osama bin Laden. Now, come on. We really milked it for 11 years with the original Osama bin Laden, and then finally we found him being nagged to death by three wives in a really ratty apartment in a terrible television, and then conveniently dumped him in the ocean, and then that helicopter went down? Those were all coincidences. All right, let's get back to the show. In the meantime, if you've got any ideas about better marketing for ISIS, please let me know. Black cop shoots boy. What's that? Yeah, I know. Black cop shoots white man. Media hides race. Sam, let's listen to this. Police shoot a man in Salt Lake City. He's white, and apparently the cop is black.
A vigil tonight for a man shot by police. 20-year-old Dylan Taylor was shot last night after a confrontation.
Chris Jones on this story for us tonight joins us now live. Chris, sounds like dozens showed up to remember Taylor tonight.
Yeah, about 60 people did show up here at this 7-Eleven, where, as you can see, there is another incident currently playing out right here in this parking lot. We'll tell you about that in a second, but the folks who showed up tonight, they say they are angry and they want justice.
Under tumultuous skies,
it all feels like a dream right now.
A gathering of thunderstruck friends.
He's like my brother.
Remember Dylan Taylor, shot by police in this parking lot. This is video taken by a passerby. Dylan has been shot. His cousin and brother apprehended. Police received calls that a man was brandishing a weapon nearby. When police arrived, these two stay put. Dylan, police say, runs.
He was verbally challenged and ultimately was shot.
Is there a weapon? Did the man have a gun?
There's a lot of interviewing that needs to be done and a crime scene that needs to be processed.
So you could quickly look on his body, right?
That's not something I can speculate at this time.
Police won't say if Dylan had a weapon, but his brother and cousin say he emphatically did not. They say the only thing Dylan did was reach for his belt.
Had his headphones in, you couldn't hear nothing. And they finally surround him. Is when they were like, you're on the ground, I'm going to pull up his pants. And I shot him.
Tonight at this vigil, light, tears, and comfort. And a cry, they say, for justice for the man who shot Dylan.
I want to see him get treated like all the other killers out there. I want to see him go to prison. I want to see him get punished for his actions.
So there were three officers who were involved in the shooting. They are from Salt Lake City. Now, this shooting actually occurred in South Salt Lake City, so South Salt Lake will take over the investigation. The incident that occurred just moments ago, you can see there are a couple of women who are in custody right now. Just moments ago, take a look at the video. Police arrived on this scene, guns drawn, canine units engaged. They pulled over a pickup truck here. There were four people inside. They ordered each person out of the vehicle and arrested all four of them. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was shot. And other than the arrests that are going on right now, we don't know much about how this all started, how it all played out. But at this point, this parking lot here at the 7-Eleven, the last 2 days, a lot of police activity right here in this area. Guys, back to you.
Wow, Chris. That's Chris Jones reporting live in South Salt Lake. Thank you.
This is Outkast Radio, 800-313-9443. So we have an incident in Salt Lake City that appears to be the opposite of what happened in Ferguson. We have a black cop allegedly shooting a white man who was actually just pulling up his pants and was shot. And there were warrants out for his arrest for previous crimes committed. So, you know, again, another microcosm of the problem in this nation. And the reason I bring this story to you is to show you that everyone is doing everything they can to show that, well, if this is happening there, then what about this happening over here? And really, it gets down to institutionalized racism. It doesn't matter to me whether a black cop shoots a white kid or a white cop shoots a black kid. I mean, what matters to me is the reaction. I mean, this nation has just really gone downhill culturally. I mean, for people to riot over something like that, how does that solve anything? And so what we see happening in Ferguson and now in Salt Lake City, is the state of the nation. We do live in a thug culture. We live in a dumbed-down culture. Great movie by Mike Judge came out a few years ago, and it's become prophetic. It's called Idiocracy. There are a lot of dumb people in this country. Let's go to Mike in Minnesota. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
All right. Before I get to the ISIS sale pitch, that one guy from Wisconsin, listen to his accent. They're all Canadian. I had a friend. Yeah, eh? I mean, and he's from Wisconsin? I swear you think he came from Saskatoon. I'm telling you, they're all Canadian.
So the Canadians are invading Wisconsin.
For a long time. Listen to their accent. It says everything. You know,
Oh,
you hoser. But anyways, on the ISIS thing, you got to get probably the company of Seymour and Dulles and sell these people like soap flakes. Okay? I'm serious. You know, you got to get T-shirts out there, gym shoes. You hook up with Nike for the ISIS gym shoes. I mean, they'll be all over that. You get them done in China, you know, it's cheap. You don't run them up to $200 a pair because it's the latest craze. ISIS, the little things for your iPads, you put that right on the iPad, you know, so they'll have the, like, it'll, you know, you got to get it copyrighted, of course.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you, Mike. Okay. You know, Mike, I'm telling you, you're the type of employee I'm looking for. Work it, baby. Work it. Come on. Feed me. Feed me.
I'm telling you, you know.
Somebody write this down. Somebody write this down. He's on a roll. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead. Go.
You get a logo on that. You get it copyrighted. You got to get them their own game show and stuff, you know, where you spin the wheel around and a person loses off with the head. And it's just, you know, like a breads and circuses thing, you know, but you know, with all the lights and the bells and that, and then you got the audience out there, you know, thumbs up, you know, off with the head, and
okay, wait a second. All right, just imagine this. Okay, Thursday night, NBC, audience is silence, lights go up. Ladies and gentlemen, off with your head. Lights go up. Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. I'm with you, babe. Keep going. Feed me. More.
To take off your bloody head.
Listen
and
to
we're
me.
We're going to do it right because this is from not from Pakistan.
Silence, I kill you.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD. Today we're working on a marketing plan for ISIS, as we know the CIA, ISIS needs to get a good marketing plan together, and I am recruiting you, the listener, to help me out with the new marketing plan for ISIS. John writes in, CC, it's really the Mexicans. Badges. We don't need those stinking badges. Dan writes in, Forget all he awaiting virgins in heaven, now upon self-sacrifice, you will be met by 40 blind Amish women. Work it. Dan. Well, you see, that's mine. I stated on the show about a week ago, I'm looking for a woman, and I know what I want. I want a woman with a well-diversified portfolio, a credit score of at least 750, an ironclad prenup. She has to be blind, Amish, and hot. Thank you, Dan. We're on our way. Continuing with the marketing plan for ISIS, Ken writes in, let them all be part of the Sesame Street cast. That will give them a fuzzy, warm feel to all of us sheeple as the Cookie Monster becomes a sword-wielding headhunter and Big Bird wears a flashy burqa. The Count could be counting the heads and wearing a turban. Sounds like family fun for all. How many heads did we cut off today? I see 1, 2, 3, 4 infidel heads. Ed writes in, need terror beheading? Call ISIS. We're the nicest. Finally. Thank you, Ed. Steve writes in, serve Islam and learn a trade. Visit exotic places. Join ISIS today. There you go. I'm telling you, man. Rand, use it or lose it. Head shop. And Tom, let's see. Hey, Americans, come to Syria for your next vacation. We guarantee you'll not be satisfied or heads will roll. So you live in Danbury. I grew up in New York. Used to go to the Danbury Fair. Yeah, I worked at WLAD from 1987 to 1991. Tom and Valley Forge. Let's talk to Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike. What's going on?
Hey, give you my marketing ploy. I came across this website, ISIS Inc. It's a kind of like XE or Blackwater, and their acronym is ISIS. Do you want me to send it to you on the email?
Actually, I just pulled it up. I'm looking at it right now. Tell me what you know about it.
Well, I just happened to run across it by chance, and it's a... shucks, I've got so many things here.
No, I'm looking at it right now. It's called ISIS, Inc., Jihadists Attract Investors, Fighters with Annual Reports, and Glossy PR. I'm going to play the video right now. Mike, I appreciate the call.
Let me tell you.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. I got to hear your marketing plan. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Tell us what you got for ISIS.
Okay. Is so nice, we named it twice, a great place to get hit.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. I can't believe this actually exists. ISIS, Inc., this is from RT. ISIS corporate-style PR campaign aims to boost image and attract money. Is this legit?
Iraq has urged the U.S. to launch airstrikes against ISIS militants who seized large parts of the country. Jihadists have been closing in on Baghdad since taking the country's second-largest city more than a week ago. And the closest they've come so far to the capital was on Monday when militants attacked the city of Bakuba, which we can see down here. That's just 60 kilometers away from Baghdad. Soldiers, though, managed to repel that offensive. And we can see now recent footage from the northern city of Baiji, where the insurgents tried to seize Iraq's biggest oil refinery. But government forces fought them off there as well. And in between, taking one major city after another, ISIS also managed to put together a glossy report outlining the group's activities. Artesia Gore Piskunov has more.
15,000 fighters, 10,000 operations in Iraq, 1,000 assassinations, and all last year alone. The Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, now known more notoriously as ISIS, has been slicing through Iraq, moving closer and closer to Baghdad. And they're running a slick, modern PR campaign, too, even publishing an official report of their activities using computer-generated graphics. It paints a clear picture of the terror organization, including the types and amounts of weapons they use, their strategy, details of operations and targets. And former intelligence officers claim it produces its press releases like a giant corporation trying to create an image of a well-structured, disciplined, and effective organization.
You know, that's amazing. And I know that there are firms up and down Madison Avenue in New York City that are having meetings right now, and they're saying, damn, I wish we could get our money on this. I mean, but the problem is the image of the marketing firm, because if an American PR firm were to take the ISIS account, you know that the Americans would boycott everything that they do. But man, you talk about a gravy train. What a great way to make a stack of money. And especially right now with the Pentagon getting ready to get their appropriations in. Let's go up to Detroit and John. Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good, man. What's going on in your world?
Not much. First, I just want to say I love your show, and it's nice to hear another Christian with a sort of the same bent on just the whole faith and outlook on life. But I think the answer to your marketing strategy is a reality show, and I think it should be called So You Think You Can Kill. And, you know, you can have someone like Hillary, maybe Leon Panetta, and, oh, I don't know, maybe Jane Fonda, all as the panel judges. It'd be great. You could do the backstory and all these.
Yeah, we could have Howard Stern and Paula Abdul, and maybe call it So You Think You're a Jihadist.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it could be sponsored by, like, Unical, maybe, or...
Halliburton?
Oh, I don't know.
Halliburton?
Sure, Halliburton.
Yeah, Rand Corp, Northrop. Yeah, I'm with you. Keep going, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I think that the general public would love it. And I think that, you know, you would probably I think that the ultimate prize would be something like along the lines of you get $100,000 to start your own cell of ISIS in the city of your choosing in the United States.
Wait a second. I got it. How about Survivor Syria, where we take some kids and we put them in, in the Syrian area, and you see if they can survive, and it's sponsored by CBS. It could just be tailed right onto the regular Survivor show.
Yeah, I think that's got potential too. I mean, I think you could go probably, you know, we could probably even start a whole new platform of reality TV. I mean, you know, it could be a live cam sort of situation, right? You know,
right.
They could start out their first challenge would be to see if they could pull off a coffee shop bombing.
Well, and the thing about it is we can integrate this with social media, Facebook and Twitter, and have people actually vote while they're watching via their iPhone who should be beheaded and who should live.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that not only would it generate millions for their cause, but it would also, raise public awareness of just how, disenfranchised or just how badly ISIS needs to proliferate throughout the world, because they're going to be the ones calling the shots.
You know, we could have Sally Struthers come on and have a couple emaciated terrorists behind her, and she could just have a sad face and say, you know, they're out of bullets and
right.
they need more bullets. Would you please give?
She could be draped in a burning flag. I think that would be a nice touch.
That would be a nice touch. And she could hold a knife, a bloody knife in her hand, too, and just say, you know, we're out of knives. The ones we have are really dull. Would you give $25 a month? Yeah, I'm with you.
Absolutely. I'm going to chew on this some more, and I'll shoot some more ideas across your bow some other time.
All right, John. Appreciate the call in Detroit. We've got time for one more. Jim in Idaho. What's up, Jim?
Hey, I got a marketing ploy for you.
All right, what you got?
We could start a clothing line, and Christian Dior can be the manufacturer, and you call it Leatherneck, the Leatherneck line. And that's from where the Marines are called Leathernecks, because they used to wear high leather collars, I think, to prevent, like, scimitar attacks.
You know what we could also do is start marketing some Kevlar turtlenecks to the military. I'm telling you, let's work on this. If I didn't get to your call, I apologize, but I think we're out of time. If you get a chance, check out the website, outcastradio.net, and email me with your marketing ideas for ISIS. I'll see you at 9 o'clock.